tea garden is going on a little holiday. He needs a rest. But even on holiday, Stanley is always on the alert, always ready for the test. After all, it can happen anywhere, anytime. But is Stanley really ready for the biggest test of his life? Will he recognize the signs, the clues? Will you? Or, like Stanley, will you step blindly through that point of no return? Through Vanishing Point.
I like mechanics magazines.
False.
I have a good appetite.
True.
I think I would like the work of a librarian.
True.
I am easily awakened by noise.
Can you see the island yet?
Which island?
Jamaica.
Of course, Jamaica. No, we're kind of over the wing.
Good afternoon, you lucky so-and-sos. Air Canada Flight 101 will be landing at Donald Sangster International Airport in approximately 10 minutes. The temperature in Montego Bay is 30 degrees Celsius under clear skies.
Oh, that's what I wanted to hear.
Sounds great.
This your first time? Jamaica.
Oh, yes, but I've read a great deal on the Caribbean.
Well, believe me, the brochures don't tell the whole story.
No, I suppose that's true. Do you come here often?
Oh, sure. Whenever we can.
Remember, now it's Ned, isn't it? I remember all the stewardesses. You must know me.
That's okay, my friend, Johnson.
Come on, what's my name?
Stop bothering the stewardesses.
Johnson, don't you remember?
I'm sorry. I've interrupted your concentration.
It's all right. The attendant would have been by in a moment anyway.
Right. I'm sorry, sir. That briefcase must be placed under the seat.
Yes, exactly.
Bring me another one. Call me Johnson and Johnson. Bring me two.
This is a working vacation.
Hey.
No.
Hey, Annette, I was just trying to tell these guys.
I am.
You remember that guy?
I've been trying to peek over your shoulder ever since we left Toronto. What are those forms you're working on? Something important?
No, just forms.
Oh.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. Excusez-moi.
Here he comes. Three sheets to the wind.
Flights.
Oh, hi.
Johnson, this is...
Stanley Teagarden. Stan?
Stan.
Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, pleased to meet you, pal.
I'm Rose.
Pleased to meet you, Rose.
Now, where did I leave that lighter?
Hey, the warning light's going to go on any minute.
Damn.
See, what did I tell you?
You have quite a well-developed sense of anticipation.
I never thought of it like that before.
So, where are you staying, Stan?
I'm flying on to Kingston. I was kind of thinking I'd stay in a place called the Old Titchfield in Port Antonio.
Ouch.
But I hadn't made any reservations. Is there something...
Well, it's very quiet.
It's very old. Old is the operative word when you're talking about the Old Titchfield.
Oh.
But it's very lovely. I mean, really.
Yeah, especially if you got work to do.
Yeah.
Oh, are you a writer?
Oh, no. I don't really have any work to do. Maybe you have a better suggestion.
Stan, the Titchfield's very relaxed, but kind of... starchy, you know?
The fact is, Stan, the South Shore is dead.
Dead?
Yeah, why don't you stop off at Mo Bay?
Montego Bay. We stay at the Holiday Inn.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, no trouble with rooms, not this time of year.
You probably have other plans.
Not really.
No, but maybe you were hoping for a little peace and quiet, right?
I suppose.
Oh, hell, why don't you give it a try for a day or two? You can always go down to the South Shore later. Such a nice trip through the interior.
Johnson, you're being a bully.
Oh, no, perhaps he's right. Sometimes it's good to do something different for a change. That is, if you're sure you don't mind.
Us?
No,
what's
not
there to
about...
mind?
Mesdames et messieurs, nous nous approchons de l'aéroport international de Donald Sangster. Voulez-vous éteindre vos cigarettes?
Jesus. You sure it's okay?
Hey, don't mind him. He hates landings.
No. What I hate is customs.
You should see him. He looks like he really is smuggling something.
Come on, let's get it over with.
Well, really, John. Thank you.
Once in a while, I put off until tomorrow what I ought to do today.
True.
I do not mind being made fun of.
False.
Much of the time, I feel as if I have done something wrong or evil.
True.
My hardest battles are with myself.
Hey, there's Rose now. See? Straight up, straight up.
Yes, yes.
Wow, can that woman swim?
She should be careful.
Hey, it's only water. You like her, Stan?
Oh, yes. She's very nice.
Yeah, well, that's Rose. Nice girl. Time to close up shop, eh?
Excuse me?
It's your briefcase. Don't you go anywhere without it?
It's a little test, that's all. Just something to pass the time.
Stan, are you having any fun at all?
Why, yes. I think I am.
Rose was kind of wondering.
Oh, John...
Hey, look, I'm sorry about the Holiday Inn being full, pal, but that place up the beach looks pretty nice. What's that called again?
The Outlook Inn.
Yeah, the Outlook Inn.
It's fine. I've been meaning to invite you over.
Yeah?
I could mix up some drinks.
Hey, that would be great. Hey, look who is here.
Hi.
Hiya, gorgeous.
Oh. Oh, towel, please.
Yeah, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
We thought maybe you were heading for Cuba.
You shouldn't swim so far out. You could get pregnant.
What?
Pregnant?
Don't laugh. See that little speck of an island out there?
Yeah.
No.
You can see it from my room. It's the island of the dead. Every now and then, the spirits swim home to the mainland to impregnate the young women.
Oh, geez, Stan.
Well, where else do babies come from?
Oh, you haven't been reading the same brochure as I have.
Oh, Stan, you crack me up.
So what do the men do around here?
Oh, they have their function. They open things up, so to speak.
Yeah, crack the ice, you mean.
I suppose.
Well, that's great. Just great. Hey, and speaking of ice, the sun is over the yardarm. Anyone for a drink?
No, thanks.
No, let me dry off a bit first, okay? Anyway, I want to pester Stanley a bit. Keep him from working on his mysterious form.
Oh, well, you better watch him. It's a test.
Oh, so you broke him down at last?
Oh, nothing physical. Just made him feel rotten. Hey, pal?
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yeah.
Pregnant. Well, we'll see you guys later.
Bye, Johnson.
Bye. Test, eh?
Sort of.
Oh, that sun feels so good.
What are you laughing at?
I feel so sleepy. Maybe I am pregnant, all that swimming.
Johnson would make a fine father.
Hmm?
Nothing.
This test. Are you the testor or the testee?
Both, I guess.
I love my mother.
True.
At times, I can make up my mind with unusually great ease.
True.
Once I get started on something, I always see it through.
False.
I like movie love scenes.
Coming. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, where's Johnson?
Oh, he's gone for cigarettes. May I...
Oh, please, come in. Here, let me take your coat.
This is all there is.
Oh.
Hey, this is nice.
Yes, it is quite comfortable.
You know that spiel about the best surprise is no surprise? Our air conditioning is haywire. The place is an icebox.
That's terrible. I just have these overhead fans. They don't do much. I mixed up some drinks.
Here you go. It's my own recipe.
Green. What do you call it?
Tequila Mockingbird?
Oh.
Oh, you are full of surprises.
I like to mix drinks.
What else do you like to do?
Oh, you know, movies.
You like to do tests, right? How's it going?
Oh, fine.
Now, don't tell me you're going to bring it to dinner.
Oh, no, I was just whiling away the time.
You a psychologist? I caught a glimpse over your shoulder. And what's so funny?
Well, it's just you and Johnson. I never meant to be so mysterious.
Oh, but you are Stanley T. Garden. It was the first thing that attracted me to you.
I am kind of enjoying the attention. No, I'm not a psychologist. I do some psychometry, psychological measurement in my line of work.
Ah, which is?
I'm in personnel for a large insurance outfit. Not so very mysterious.
So this is a working vacation after all.
I guess it must look that way. Look, let me show you something.
Sure.
This is the good old MMPI.
Oh, of course. The what?
The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory.
Oh. It's sort of like an IQ.
Vaguely, more than that.
My people treat me more like a child than an adult.
And you fill in true or false on a separate sheet like this.
Hey, I did something like this once. What was it now? Which would you rather do? Make love to a beautiful woman or keep your desk neat and tidy? Stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds more like the EPPS, the Edwards Personal Preference Schedule. It's a forced choice.
It's no choice at all.
Well, the MMPI is different. It's not perfect, of course.
No?
I sometimes think, wouldn't it be great if there was a machine that could measure the graphic density of a person's response?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how hard he presses on the pencil as he fills in true or false. A machine that could measure the act itself.
I see.
The act is the real test.
Oh, and you're designing this machine?
No. It's just a thought.
Oh, so this MMPI is sort of a hobby? Hmm?
I guess. May I freshen your drink?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is boring you.
Not at all.
See, I like to test myself to see how I'm doing every now and then.
Are you getting any better?
Oh, it's not like that. If the test works, and I believe it can, here you are.
Thanks.
It depends on being consistent over time.
You mean you don't change?
Of course I change. We all change.
Hey, I was just teasing you, Stanley.
I'm sorry. I'm a little touchy about this.
Hey, Stan. It's only a
test. I know. But it's really a kind of preparation for the real test.
The real test?
Out here. Life. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've got an idea. Oh, wow, look! What a view!
Oh, do you want to go out there?
Oh, isn't the air down here something else?
Mm.
Hey, you can see clear to the north end of the beach. See that grove?
Yes.
After sunset, the dreadlocks gather down there. Have you seen them?
No. I don't get out much at night.
Oh, cheer up, Stan. Are you sorry you didn't go on to Port Antonio?
No, I'm not sorry. It might have been quieter. Easier.
Should I take that personally?
Oh, no. It's just that I'm used to being alone.
Oh, I hate to be alone. You ever notice how you can be alone in the middle of a crowd? I feel like that sometimes. Funny, though, I never feel like that with Johnson. That's why I like to travel with him.
He's a lot of fun.
Tell me more about Stanley Teagarden.
You can find him in that briefcase over there.
No. You, Stan.
You mean the real thing?
Yes. I want to get to know you.
So do I.
Oh, I've never met anyone like you.
There's a crowd gathering up the beach away, see?
Okay.
Near the grove. I've got binoculars here.
Oh, been watching the birds, eh?
Something seems to have washed up on the tide.
Yeah? Where?
Some kind of large fish or something.
Oh, can I see?
Here.
It's hard to tell. Everyone's pressing in. Oh, yuck. Oh, now I see it. Oh, it's a shark, I think. Or a wasp. God, it looks like it blew up.
What are you looking at now?
Huh? Oh, I'm just looking for that island you mentioned. Can't see it.
The light's deceptive this time of day.
Wow, these glasses are strong. Hey, I can see the Holiday Inn. Huh? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's our room.
Let me look at the shark.
Sure. Wait a sec. Well, can you beat that?
What's happened?
We've been stood up. Johnson's down there gaping at the dead shark with all the little boys. Sleaze.
Are you sure?
Are you disappointed?
No.
Here, take a look. I'll just go and freshen up. Then I guess we might as well head down for dinner.
Yes. Okay.
I'll just be a moment.
I'll be here.
My head is down, my something's turning around. I gotta leave a little girl in Montego Bay Town.
But look how far we've come.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
There's no one around.
Let's just walk all night. I can never get Johnson to do that.
I'm getting kind of tired.
Oh, come on, spoil sport.
Why?
Why? Oh, Stan. Has anyone ever told you you have a way with words?
We've moved that shark.
Yep. I bet people tell you that all the time.
It was just around here. Yes, you can still see the marks.
Poor old sharky.
Let's sit for a minute.
Oh, yuck, not here.
I'm bushed.
Well, okay. Over here. Come on, Stan. Not so far away. That's better.
I wonder what happened to Johnson.
Oh, he's probably out strutting his stuff.
Won't he be wondering about you?
Oh, not Johnson. There's a cruise ship in tonight.
You knew he wasn't coming to dinner, didn't you?
Nope, not at all.
Not until you saw him on the beach?
Well, I had my suspicions.
So did I.
Oh, Stan, did you think... Oh, Johnson and I are just pals. We travel together. Sometimes it's easier to meet people that way. Oh, come on. You knew that.
No, I did not know that.
No, I guess you didn't.
I am very careful about the way I dress.
I would never have guessed.
Oh, some psychologist.
Sometimes
you do that to me.
I have the same dream over and over and over. No, I am not a psychologist. I never said I was a psychologist.
Well, whatever. Hey, Stan, you okay?
I haven't been frightened in the middle of the night.
What are you thinking? You seem so far away.
A traveling companion. No, I was thinking of my own traveling companion.
Hmm? Oh, your test.
The test.
Well, while we're on the subject, what would you rather do? Tidy your desk? Or make love to a beautiful woman.
I told you that was the Edwards personal preference schedule.
I know. I'm changing tests in midstream, and it's a forced choice.
I have had periods in which I lost sleep over worry. I am apt to pass up something I want to do because others feel I am not going about it in the right way.
Stan.
I usually have to stop and think. Before I am.
That blurry.
Even in trifling moments.
Really sick?
I often feel as if things were not real. Almost every day something happens to frighten me.
Come on, speak to me. What happened? You look so pale.
Could you hear it?
What?
It seems so loud. You were so close.
Do you have these moments often?
I'm ridiculous to someone like you or Johnson, aren't I?
Not ridiculous. Odd, maybe. But I like that about you.
Odd.
A little full of yourself, perhaps.
Obsessive, compulsive.
It's funny. It was your quietness which attracted me to you on the plane. There was Johnson off chatting up the stewardesses, and There was I feeling kind of cozy. As if I was meant to be with you, not him. I felt like I was somehow wrapped up in what you were doing. I feel like I want to crawl right in under your skin.
There isn't room left inside me. Like you said, I'm full of myself.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that way.
But you were right.
There's a cure for everything.
Is there?
You could always try tidying up your desk.
That isn't really the correct wording, you know. It should be, A, I like to keep my things neat and orderly on my desk or workspace. Or, B, I like to be in love with someone of the opposite sex.
It was a joke, Stanley.
Where is Johnson really?
What is this? Hey, listen, can't a girl find you interesting?
That's what I'd like to find out.
Let's walk a little. Maybe we could score some ganja from the dreadlocks. We could do with a little cooling out.
Why don't we just go back to my room?
Oh, Stan.
We can't go back to your room, not with the air conditioning on the blink.
What's gotten into you?
I thought you wanted me a minute ago.
I never said that. Oh, boy. Stan, look, let's walk some more. Get to know each other.
Yeah, I know all I have to, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, let's just say that I can see through your little plan.
What?
Well, let's just walk a little further. Just far enough so that the outlook in is effectively out of sight.
Stan, I don't know if this is
Johnson
one of your...
wouldn't be such a fool as to turn on all the lights, but you can never be too safe. Anyway, he'll have to use a flashlight at least to make the transfer.
This isn't an act, is it?
You two always manage to find some kook you can manipulate, don't you? Some fruitcake who unwittingly gets to carry the goods back home. Do you take turns?
Excuse me, but I'm going home.
Hey! Does Johnson replace the briefcase or just do a little surgery on it? It is the briefcase, isn't it? Hey! Come back here!
No, you don't!
Oh, you're hurting my arm!
It is the briefcase, isn't it? Now, don't think I haven't noticed all the attention you two lavished on my briefcase.
I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
Ice, isn't it? Ice from Venezuela.
Ice? What are you saying?
All that talk on the beach about cracking the ice. A little in-joke. Diamonds. Don't play stupid with me.
Whatever I did to hurt you, I'm sorry.
Ice, now that's really? What gave me the clue. Oh, I was on to you from the start. The way you conned me into coming here in the first place. The bit about how much Johnson hates customs. Now, I knew you were up to something. I just wasn't sure what or how.
Oh, God, you're crazy.
You were always checking to make sure how much I knew, whether I was on to you.
No.
And then tonight. Oh, the way you dragged me out onto the balcony so we'd see Johnson and he'd see us.
You've got this all wrong.
No. You and Johnson have got me all wrong.
Okay, there was some kind of conspiracy between me and Johnson. It was just him trying to help me to get to know you better.
Precisely.
How the hell is he supposed to get in your place anyway?
Oh, come on now. A man like Johnson?
Ow! Let go of me, please!
No. No, you don't. This, this is the task.
The real task.
Say insulting and vulgar things about me.
Sure, not so sure.
Feel uneasy indoors.
True.
I believe I am a condemned person.
True.
I love to go to dances.
Hurting my arm.
The storm terrifies me.
True.
Peculiar odors come to me at times that don't hope should be beaten up in my mind. It's one thing. Sometimes I easily become impatient.
I become so excited that I find it hard to get to sleep.
Feel anxiety.
At times I hear so well it bothers me.
I am not afraid of mice. That's more like it. Oh, you were better than most. I mean, it took a long time to figure out what you wanted, what you were up to. You know, fit the pieces together. You couldn't have fooled me. I'm too prepared. I've done all the tests, Rose, all of them.
Oh, God.
Don't cry. I'll go along with it.
I'll pretend there's nothing in my case. You'll see. Customs wouldn't even check.
I won't cry.
Look, Rose. There's a light in my room. Can you see it?
Maybe you left it on, Stanley.
No, look. See? Count up the floors, Rose. There, in the northwest corner. Yes, Rose.
Was the light on in Stanley's room? Rose didn't see a light. But maybe she hadn't counted high enough. Or maybe she was too afraid to see the light. In any case, it was wise of her not to argue too strenuously. Stanley was right there beside her, but he was also a million miles away, on the other side of the vanishing point.
The Testing of Stanley Teagarden by Tim Wynn Jones. Tom Hoff was heard as Stanley, Diana Belshaw as Rose, and Michael Hogan as Johnson, with Marie-Hélène Fontaine as the airline hostess. The voice of introduction was David Calderisi. Technical operations were by Brian Pape, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna, and the production assistant was Nina Callahan. The casting consultant was Ann Tate, with Catherine Castor, and the series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The Testing of Stanley Teagarden was produced at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane.